Breakfast with Pat and Heels for Imar Insurance. Get an online quote and instant cover anywhere, anytime. Visit imar.com.au.
It is 7:03 on this Monday morning. Mark Braybrook filling in for Pat and Heels, who are having a break. They'll be back on January 10, although Heels will be back on Wednesday. He's part of the SEN commentary team for the first Ashes test at the Gabba. We'll have him on the show at 7 o'clock, but the coverage starting on most SEN stations at 8 o'clock our time on Wednesday morning. You'll be able to hear it on SEN Gold Coast. You'll be leaving us a bit early on Wednesday, and SEN track listeners, we're through until 8:30, but then the cricket, you'll be able to hear here on SEN, and Heels is part of that commentary team. The Brighton Homes open line, 13 13 55 is the telephone number. 0467 736 736 is the Love Family Lawyers text line. Cuzzy Bro, who'd be very happy with Patel's 10-for at the Fortress Gabba. Sir Richard unselfishly caught the 10th wicket, stopping a potential 10-for. He did. He had 9 for 52, I think it was, and then took that last catch. But could you imagine if he dropped it? There's no way in the world he was going to drop it. But, yeah, he did take that catch, which stopped himself from getting a 10-for. Now, thanks to Mate, Australia's most satisfied NBN customers, internet from $59. Time to talk a little bit of cricket and chat with a mate of ours who came into the studio last week or the week before. It's hard to tell because time gets away. I think it was the week before. And yesterday, the Barmy Army, the Brisbane Barmy Army, took on the Richies in a charity match at Valleys. Weather was good. Hope the game was good. George Gallantry, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Mark. I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm well. How'd the game go?
The game was very good. The game was very good. It was probably a bit closer than I was expecting at some stages. But, the Brisbane Barmy showed the Richies how to play cricket, which was good. So hopefully that's a sign of things to come for the week ahead. But,
That's disappointing. I'm disappointed in that, George.
Look, we were just pleased to get out there, Mark, to be honest. Obviously, I was nearly a 43-year-old man in tears when that big storm came through on Saturday night. But Valleys Cricket Club did an absolutely phenomenal job for us. They worked around the clock to get that wicket ready for us, which was much appreciated. And we think we've raised a good amount of money, which was the main aim of the game. Obviously, we were out there to have some fun, but obviously raised some money for two great charities as well. So it was good. It was great.
Yeah, you were pretty lucky, because even on Saturday before that storm came through, and I mentioned the storm earlier in the program, even on Saturday before that storm came through, I know there was a number of grounds around Brisbane, and even first grade games that didn't go ahead. Local cricket didn't go ahead because the grounds have just can't accept any more water. So they must have done an extraordinary job.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. Yeah, I mean, it was a bit of a yo-yo week in terms of emotions. We were kind of at one point, I think the text message came through that said we needed a weather miracle, and then a couple of days out we were looking good to go. So yeah, they did a phenomenal job. They played plenty of matches there at Valleys yesterday, but yeah, you're right, there were first grade games cancelled this weekend. So it was great fun. I think the Richies, they won the toss. They chose to bat first. At one point, due to some dubious umpiring decisions, I think the score should have been a lot greater in the Barmy's favour, but they managed to...
So whinging already about the umpiring?
Yeah, well, you know, at one point, one guy was clean bowled and was apparently a no-ball, but...
Fair enough.
Like a no-ball from where I was standing, but...
And where were you? Were you a fine leg or something? Where?
Well, I was privy to be behind the live stream on the camera, so I could
hang on a minute, behind the live stream, so you weren't even good enough to make their first 11. Is that what you're telling us, George?
No. I'm personally speaking, no, definitely. I was lucky to be water boy, let alone anywhere near the first 11.
Well, mate, if Ravi Ashwin can send it upstairs for a video review, did you see what happened in the test match? He got bowled and asked for a review. So, I mean, it has happened.
Yeah. Exactly, yeah. So I think they posted 117 for 9 off their 20 overs.
And we
got to 118 for, I think, 4, but one of those guys retired the Richies wanted a rule where if anyone got to 30, they retired. So, big Luke Feldman, who used to play for the Queensland Bulls, he stepped up and he bowled a couple of overs for both sides, which was very good of him. To donate his time. He did take a wicket for the Richies, none for the Barmies, I might point out. But
fair,
so a little bit of, he definitely sped up as well when he was bowling, to be honest. So I think it was clear which side of the fence he was on.
It sounded like everyone had a great day.
Yeah, well, we gave the Richies a second opportunity to try and win something last night, but they failed at that as well. That was a small little drinking game called a boat race, but they lost that as well. So they were numb from two last night, the poor Richies, so they're probably feeling a little worse for wear this morning.
Well, it's a little bit like the US Masters, George. Whoever wins the par three comp before the Masters never wins the Masters. And so the Richies understand that sort of logic. And so would you rather win the first test or would you rather beat the Barmy Army at Valleys? I know what I'd rather be celebrating come Sunday.
Yeah, I sort of have to agree with that, of course. You know, I'd probably rather have a first innings lead at the Gabba than win last night. But, when you're English, you take what you can get. So yeah. We'll take last night's win. If it means a 5-0 flogging in the actual main series, well, so be it. At least we won last night.
Yeah, that shan't be happening. Now, what do you make of the Australian side, the 11 that was named by Pat Cummins over the weekend?
Look, they're a very strong side, obviously. I mean, it didn't really matter who they picked at five, and their bowling attack is so strong they can afford to drop Jai Richardson. He looks good to me. They're an incredibly strong side. Mitchell Starc at the Gabba is always a feared prospect, and between Khawaja and Head, they can both bat. Travis Head's a good player, so whoever they pick was always going to be strong. I noticed we haven't named our side yet. I don't know if that's because they don't know it yet or they just want to sort of leave a bit of suspense. But, yeah, so it's a very strong Australian side, definitely. And I'm definitely doing the rain dance from now. I was doing the opposite. So I was doing a sun dance up until last night. Now today the rain dance starts very heavy for me. I could do with 4 days of rain and then we'll cling on to a draw in the fifth day.
What are you expecting from your side? What team do you expect them to select?
Look, I'm not sure because there's quite a few positions that, you know, we were discussing it recently. There's quite a few positions that I don't know who our strongest player would be in that position. Number three for me looks unsure. And then the number of bowlers that we play looks unsure. Do we play a spinner? If we do, it's got to be Jack Leach. We don't really have any other option. So I don't know our strongest 11, which is a real worry going into a massive series like the Ashes. You think that we should really have our final 11 sorted out. But our opening pair are untested and unproven, which worries me enormously. We don't know who our number three is. So by the time Root gets in, we could only have a handful of runs on the board, which is a real worry. But anyway, we live in hope, and we're only 2 days away now, so the excitement is definitely building. And it'll be a very exciting Wednesday morning, standing there at the Gabba with hopefully as many as 1,300 English supporters around us.
Well, it's a sellout, so that's a bonus too. To have a full Gabba for the first day of cricket of an Ashes series is outstanding. One of the keys to win an Ashes series for England has always been runs. You look back at recent successful English sides, there's always been a batsman that has dominated with the bat and scored a mountain of runs. Joe Root obviously is the key for England. Is he in good enough form to carry this side on his shoulders with the bat?
Look, he definitely is. I mean, he's in great touch. He's been in great touch for a long, long time. He obviously had fantastic success in Sri Lanka and even India to a degree. But as proven throughout this year, he can't carry the entire team, and that is our major worry. Is that, you know, if he doesn't score runs, then I don't know where those runs are going to come from. We don't know much about Stokes at the moment, how fit he is, but obviously we'd like to think that some runs can come from Ben. But, it's a great question. I'm sure the Aussies will be celebrating extra hard when Joe Root's wicket falls, because outside of Joe, I really don't know where those runs are coming from. Whereas in 2010-11, when we did win the Ashes in Australia, you could see runs from just about every player in really the top seven, if not the top eight. So that is a major concern for sure.
Now, I know that we're on the outside. We don't really know what's going on the inside of both teams, really. But to have Ben Stokes out here, I know he's had limited cricket, but to have him here and be in that squad, is it essential that he plays on Wednesday, or do they ease him back in?
No, I think it's essentially plays, to be fair. And I've spoken to him in the last couple of days. He looks and feels fit. He says he's got good fitness. So for me, it's essentially plays. I mean, psychologically, it would give the team a huge boost if he plays. Not least us supporters, we'll be very pleased to see him out there. Because obviously, as he's proven multiple times, the man's a match winner. So we need him out there. And no, I don't really want him eased in. I don't think, although it is a long series, obviously, and you know, India proved that with all of their injuries through last summer in Australia. But I'd definitely like to see him out there for sure.
Now, I know it's got nothing to do with us and we won't make the final decision, but I was speaking earlier in the program about where this fifth test is going to be played. It seems that Tasmania is gaining some support. It might be self-support. They might be talking themselves up and no one else is. But the suggestion, and Heels was talking about it last week and Warney's even mentioned it, the fifth test, day nighter at the MCG or Belrive Oval in Hobart. What would you prefer?
That's a good question. I've been to Belrive Oval. It's a lovely ground.
It is. No disrespect to Hobart or Belrive. Yeah, you're right.
I don't know how many expat supporters live down there. I'm not sure there's a Tassie Barmies. I think if there were, there'd probably be less than 10 members. And obviously, Australia has a fantastic record at day-nighters. I think is it nine victories in out of nine? And I don't know if England have ever played a day-nighter. Not that I can recall, anyway. So I don't know. I mean, day-nighter, you'd think it would be, you know, the ball might move a little bit, which often suits our bowlers. But as I say, Australia's got a cracking record in day-nighters. So I think I'd probably prefer Tasmania, personally. I think it's akin to an English-type environment, Tassie.
Yep.
It's normally a green top down there. The deck doesn't tend to have as much bounce as, say, somewhere like Perth. So, I mean, as much as I feel incredibly sorry for all my fellow Perth Barmies, I think it'd be great to play a test match in Tassie. If we're still in it by the fifth test, it'd be magic to have it held in Tasmania for me.
Yeah, if it comes down to finances, though, mate, I think one day at the MCG, they'll have as many people as 5 days attendance at Hobart, and that might be the selling point. That might be the final nail in the coffin, but who knows? Only time will tell. Good to talk to you. I'm glad that yesterday went well at Valleys, and thank you to the Valley District Cricket Club for all the work they did getting the Barmies and the Richies on. Disappointing in the result, but anyway, you can win that. We'll win the test match and the series. That'll do me.
Yes, okay. Yes, I'd like to say a huge thank you to Valleys. Matt Walter, the general manager at Valleys, was absolutely phenomenal. He was cooking the barbecue. He was setting the lights up. He was helping with the grandstand, the microphone, you name it, that man did it last night. So he deserves a huge piece of recognition from both teams, because without him, quite simply, that game wouldn't have gone on. So he deserves a huge thank you from both teams. And thank you very much for having me on this morning. Good luck to both teams.
Yep.
But obviously, come on, England.
Yeah, let's hope it's a great game of cricket, and the weather, as I said earlier in the program, mate, let's hope it's a typical Brisbane sort of day where the rain comes late in the afternoon into the evening and we wake up every morning to sunshine and we get some good cricket in, and it's a great series. Thanks for your time, mate. Enjoy it.
No problem. Thank you again. Please don't give me a call if we get bowled out cheaply. I don't particularly want to talk if we get bowled out cheaply, but yeah. Good luck to both teams, and hope everyone enjoys it.
Good on you, mate. George Gallantry there from the Brisbane Barmy Army, and successful over the Richies in their charity match yesterday at Valleys. But Let's hope the tea. He's crying in his warm beer come Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday and Sunday, that first test at the Gabba. That's all thanks to Mate, Australia's most satisfied NBN customers. Internet from just $59. Search Mate online. We're going to take a break here on Breakfast with Patton Hills. Other side of the break, we're going to catch up with Steph Thornton at 17 past 7.